Well, I tell people to take the job position that they're in now and to sit down and write down how specifically is this job position that you have now going to help you in this transition. Because if you resent it, you're going to want to impulsively get out of it. But if you can see how whatever it is a stepping stone and is providing you possibly some income to make a transition smoothly without impulse, and then by having the benefits, it calms down that urgency. In the process of doing that, it's also wise to find somebody who's mentored that can mentor you in that area so you're not blind with fantasies. So you have somebody that gives you some objective data and give you some feedback about what real things you're going to face. It's good to plan it out and to think about what you're going to do, what type of real returns you're going to get, what type of actions, how long is it going to take to learn it, what's real. So going out and finding out and educating yourself and finding out and getting proper mentorship in that new area and linking what you're doing now to that so you can see that it wasn't a mistake, it's just a transitionary position, allows you to make a more objective outcome. Because some people go out there and think that's a greener pasture over there, like in relationships, and then find out after their blind fantasy that they've had a nightmare. It's the fatal attraction, I call it. And with the fatal attraction comes Glenn Close and Michael Douglas event.
So almost they should seek out someone that highlights some of the negatives with this future course as well and presents it in a more balanced sense so that they absolutely not run no risk of creating this mental halo.
Well, this is what I use sometimes in my presentations as a kind of a metaphor. I said, imagine somebody trying to sell you on an idea that is all upside, no downside. And then imagine if Warren Buffett was being exposed to the same idea, what do you think he would do with it? And in all probability, Warren would just walk away and say, thank you very much, and walk away. Because he would know, anybody who has any serious understanding of economics knows with every risk there's a reward, and reward there's a risk. There's always a pair of opposites. So to expect yourself to get advantages without disadvantages and challenges, either psychological challenges of having to face yourself and your own emotions, or challenges in all the variables in this so-called random market. It's unrealistic to go in there and think you're going to get all pleasures and no pains and all ease without difficulty. You've got a learning curve to do. And the more knowledge you have and the more mentorship you have, the higher the probability that the market works in a way where you can take advantage of it. It's about educating yourself. They said it takes 10,000 hours to master an art or some field. I think it's actually more than that, but at least 10,000 hours. So I would practice and practice and practice and practice before you go in the real thing, because you can wound yourself with easy money getting quick rich, yeah, or losing money. You can wound yourself and sidetrack yourself, because if you get really a good return in a very short period of time, that can actually make you not appreciate the methodical application of the tools. And if you get a loss over a large period of time, make you never want to touch it again. So it's wiser to take it in increments and educate yourself and do it and earn the right to risk and play the game properly.
Love that, earning the right to risk. In fact, one of the first things I notice is that sense of impatience. Many people say, well, I can straight away release the job and the income. And I get distinctly nervous when they say that, because they're placing an immediate financial pressure on something that is actually a learning process in an initial instance.
Well, what happens is fear is our friend. Almost everywhere you go, people say you need to get rid of fear, conquer fear, get over fear, get rid of fear, stay away from fear, and all this stuff. Fear's your friend. Fear lets you know when you're basically setting up a fantasy. In ancient Greece, there's a thing that they call the phobia and the philia. The phobia is something you want to walk away from, and the philia is something you want to have. Anytime you exaggerate the philia, you accentuate the phobia. So if you're having an anxiety and a fear about going from one place to the other, you probably have a fantasy and you don't have your strategic plan in place. You probably have a fantasy about the outcome that's all pleasure without pain. And that fear is your friend. It's letting you know that you need more diligence in your planning, more education in a system, and making sure you know what you're doing before you make the leap. And it's basically you're trying to avoid a pain like an animal. So we have an animal brain that's the amygdala area of the brain that's wanting to avoid predator and seek prey. Want to avoid fear and seek greed.
Yes.
And that part usually doesn't wisely invest. That's the speculator, not the investor. But the person that actually has objective reasoning and see how what's happening is on the way, not in the way, they're more logical, they're more methodical, and they follow a strategy. Follow a strategy, you make wealth. Follow an impulse, it usually catches you.
Correct. I almost call the emotional the lowest common denominator of your reactions and invariably the most painful one. That was a fabulous response.